We're going to kick it off with a look at the card of racing at Bendigo today with track racing. Soft 7 is the track rating, and Harry White's joining us to go through that card. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found the program today?
I quite like the card. There's only sort of one race that I'm not keen on. I'm happy to play. Hopefully that means plenty of winners.
Fingers crossed, first event on the program's a three-year-old maiden over 1,400 metres, scratching to a 4, 5, 7, 10, 15, 16, 17 and 18. I think we're awaiting a rider for 19, the rough. It's not there yet. Note number 5 was a late scratching. Tamfix Dawn's favourite is 14, right the score at 2.15. Too much to bear, 4.60. Endlessly at $6, $9 Huguenot. Marinsky at 11 out to 13 for Kyla.
I'm happy to kick off with the favourite right the score. She box seated on the fence throughout first up, didn't get clear until the 300 metre mark, and by that point some other horses had already built momentum. I thought she did well to close off into third, beaten less than a length. Fitter now, bit of extra ground, tongue tie on. I think it's a good race for her. And there's been a few key scratchings as well, which makes her appeal even more. 14 on top of 9, too much to bear. Was good first up when resuming gelded. Gave the impression he'd appreciate more ground. Marinsky is resuming gelded, has jumped out okay. I like that he kicks off straight over this trip for this preparation. And then number 11, Endlessly, has upside after a solid enough debut on the synthetic. So it goes in as next best. 14, 9, 3, 11.
14, 9, 3, 11 from Harry. I'm happy to side with the toppy here, Huguenot. Well, I thought got through the ground well enough at Moe to be run down late there. Two start to go. Big run at Bendigo last time out when covering ground. The ground's not going to be an issue. And I think Huguenot can get that win on the board after placing in his four runs to date. He's at a nice enough each way price at the moment to beat number 9. Too much to bear. I thought was a good return at Geelong. 14, right the score. Just needed room. Earlier fresh there at Sandown, but she did have her chances in a couple of races last preparation. And then 12, which is Kyla, got a long way back at Geelong, hasn't been hitting the start all that well, but can flash home late. 1, 9, 14 and 12 in race number 1. Second event on the program, this one's for the 3-year-old fillies. It's a benchmark 70, 1400 metres the distance, no scratchings. Ayakuska is the favourite here at $1.75. Mr Vine M370 so far away 7, then out to Queen's Era Double Chance, both at 16, and Vinnie Rose at $18 chance. Who do we like here, Harry?
Number 1, Divine Miss M, appeals to me more from a price perspective than the favourite, so that's the way I'm leaning. Her weight's kept relative, with Josh Richards claiming 2 kilos. I thought she stuck on well in a stronger race at Hillside last start after leading. She'll likely lead again here. I can see the back end of this trip really sees her out, but she might be able to just hold on and get the cash to beat the favourite. I thought that horse was the danger. I don't really have any knock on that. She was strong to the line last start, is third up and fitter. So far away, coming off a synthetic win last start when lumping 63.5 must be some hope. And I did like the way Double Chance won last start, though it was a maiden. 1-4-3-6.
1-4-3-6 for Harry. Ayahuasca is the top selection here for me. Number 4, I thought the work second up was good. Looks ready for 1,400 now and has got through the soft going fresh up here at Ballarat to beat 3 so far away. Chased well off a good speed at Pakenham to score in 58 grade. Has to make the step up here to 70 grade though. 1, Mr. Vine M. Stuck it out well at Sandown. Does come back to the 1,400 metres where she was able to run second in town behind Vespertine at Caulfield back in January, and then 2 Queen's Era, I thought was a good effort at Swan Hill. Has to come up in grade, but I think she might have the ability to do that deep into her preparation, and she does get through the ground. 4-3-1-2 for mine in race number 2. Onto the third event on the program, it's a maiden over 1,500 metres. Scratchings here are 1, 4, 8, 9, 13 and 19. Brian Higgins 16, Craig Robertson 17, Kieran Quilty 18 and 20 is Michaela Lawrence. Favourite here is number 14, Valentino's On at $3.20, Cotton Eye Joe $3.40, Kiss Me If You Can $4.60, Miss Epinay at $8 out to $8.50, Delta Tango and Marie DeLune at $11.
At a price, I am going with Delta Tango. Had a couple of okay runs in her first prep. It's been given time to figure it all out. I thought her recent trial was quite good on heavy going over $8.50 at Tatura. She gets Johnny Allen to pilot. Look, she needs luck from a tricky gate, but with that, I think she can be in the finish, and at the price, I'm happy to play. Valentino's on, went around near enough to 50-1 on debut. He got cut off twice in the straight when trying to make ground. Was still only two lengths off the winner by the end of it. I think she'll have fans based on that effort, and the market agrees. Cotton Eye Joe ran on strongly to fill the Mind of Money first up. That was an on-pace race, and he lost a plate in the run. He's fitter, will be strong late. And Miss Eponame, has it missed a minor placing this prep, deservedly goes into the mix based on those efforts. 10, 14, 3, 12.
10, 14, 3 and 12 from Harry. I'm with number 3, Cotton Eye Joe. I thought his Australian debut here at Ballarat in a leader sort of race was pretty good. The ground's going to be no worries. Might have liked to seen a couple through the race run a little bit better at Geelong on Friday to buoy the confidence a bit more, but nonetheless, I think he can win here and beat number 14, Valentino's on. Needed some more room on debut. Draws a little bit sticky, but does get the services of Jamie Carr. 10, Delta Tango, poor gate. First look at wet. Did jump a try really well at Tatura, covered a stack of ground and still worked home nicely there under a hold as a must for those in the early quaddie, and then 7 Utah Beach. Might need the experience, but comes here on debut and mightn't be that far away. 3, 14, 10 and 7 for mine in race number 3. On to race number 4 on the program, this one for the 2-year-olds. It's over 1,600 metres. One is a scratching. Jack Martin goes on to 2, Catskill. Francie Girl 2.30, Karolinka 3.40, Eildon at $7.50. Aroha Boy $8. Miss November $9.50. Out to Catskill at $15.
I'll go with Karolinka, number 11. Stuck on well for second behind Fack at Hillside last start. Should appreciate the mile now. Also worth noting, third place get a hell of a deal as subsequently won its next start. So the form stacks up. She comes up with a bit of a tricky draw. Even luck, she goes close. And I think the 2 kilos off with the claimer riding is just a bonus. Francie Girl fought all the way to the line to knock off her maiden last start. Looks well placed based on that effort. The market really likes that horse. Eidolon, tongue tie on after leading, being run past by a handful of others at Hillside. I think he's got ability. He should be winning one soon. And Miss November comes through that same race as Eidolon. Showed something late. 11, 7, 6, 13.
11, 7, 6, 13 from Harry. On with 11 as well, Karolinka. Thought was a solid enough effort at the Donald Classic behind Deprivation. Stuck it out well at Sandown last time out behind Frack and beat the chasing pack comfortably there in running second. Getting down to the 54, I think, is a big help. She's not an overly big filly, but I think she'll get the 1,600 metres and win. And beat 13, Miss November. Was starting to get warm late at Sandown there on debut. Got a long way back and was putting it together at the end. 7, Francie Girl. Was good fighting effort at Pakenham. Not sure the strength of the win, beating Miss Daytona. We see her go around a little bit later on the synthetic here at Ballarat today. And then number 6, Eidolon. 11, 13, 7 and 6 in race number 4 for mine at Bendigo. On to the 5th event on the program. This is a 58 over 2,200 metres. First of 2 races over this trip. Scratchings here are 5, 13 and 16. Jack Hill on to 8. Damien Thornton on to 12. Chatelaine is the favourite here. Will Gordon takes the ride at 270. My Button's bigger 360. A Clear Rhythm 5. $7 for Italo. Zalmatian at 16. Harry, who do we like here?
I'll go with Chatelaine just because she's better than this grade. Led last start, which was unusual. I doubt she'll be leading here. Does place a lot more than she wins, but I think if she were to win again, it would probably be in this race. Number 1, A Clear Rhythm, has been rock solid this prep, apart from a forgivable wide run 2 back. He'll be sent forward, so should get every chance again. And stepping back a furlong in trip should prove advantageous. Number 14, Star Watcher, finished basically on par with A Clear Rhythm last start. Based on that effort, must be a chance, despite the market pricing them at very different points. And then Fratello, it's won 2 of his past 3 runs, both when favourite, both in probably similar profile of races, so it's hard to knock that. 11-1, 14-2.
11-1, 14-2 for Harry in the 5th. I'm with 11, Chatelaine as well. I think they just got it wrong last time by going forward here on the heavy ground. She's had plenty of chances, but this isn't a strong race at all. I think she could get away with this and beat My Button's bigger worry, Girame, out of it at Geelong, but that doesn't seem too much of a task after he did it again here on the synthetic a couple of days later. A Clear Rhythm was solid last last time out at Bendigo for the 2400. And Zoffany Rocket didn't think the run was too bad at Eden Hope last week over the 2000. Will you tick over a run for another hurdle start? But Zoffany Rocket can fill a top four. 11.7.18 in race number five. Race number six on the card today is the second division of this 58 over the 2200 metres. 7, 11 and 12 come out here. Jason Bembo goes on to 15. Latin Beat is the favourite, equal favourite with Iridesa, both at $4. Flying Agent $4.40. Barmarelle $5.50. Per Run at 10. Full Force Gale at 12. And Brungle Burnie a $14 chance.
This is a low confidence race for me. I don't love the start to the quarter. I'll go with Per Run. Was really good in stronger races, two and three runs back, before failing to beat a runner home last start. He hasn't won for a while. He can mix form. But based on those runs I mentioned, I think he's over the odds. To beat number nine, Iridesa, third up and fitter after finding one better in both runs since coming across from New Zealand. She looks well placed. The market agrees. Barmra Owl coming off a last start win here over 2400 in a similar sort of race must be a hope. Flying Agent and Latin Beat are going into my quarter because we just need to get through this leg. 5-9-1-3.
5-9-1-3 from Harry on with 9. Iridesa will be fitter for the third run at 2000 metres and beyond. Just was grabbed late there at Echuca last time out. Will be given every chance from Taylor Charles to beat one. Barmarelle, good on soft ground here at last time at Bendigo through the soft six. 24 back to 22. I think he does like racing at Bendigo. I don't think the drop in trip's going to be too much of an issue. 4, Full Force Gale comes through the Echuca race that Dancing Duck won. Forget the Dancing Duck went on and won the Drought Breaker last week at Swan Hill. The run before that at Wangaratta was pretty good to suggest that the form mightn't be too bad out of that race. And then Brungle Birdie, number two, his work late in a recent hurdle trial was encouraging at 9-1-4-2 in race number six. On to race number seven on the program. This is a benchmark 64, 1100 metres is the trip here. Put the pin through runners 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Releza is the favourite at 3.10. Cremosa 4, Far Enough 5, Lunar Hero 6.50, The Running Man $8. The Rondor is a $14 chance.
We can't get double figures anymore, but there's value with Lunar Hero. Was $8 this morning, now $6.50. He's been beaten a combined 18 length in his past two races, but the former was in a stakes race in Adelaide over 1,200 metres. That's a trip he doesn't see out. The latter down the Flemington Straight in a race won by Curran. This is obviously a lot easier. Sure, he jumps up sharply at the weights, but he gets the gun run. I'm happy to play this horse. To beat Releza, I see as the danger. He was okay last start. Both runs prior were rock solid, and he loves it wet. Far Enough was an impressive debut winner here over the trip last prep before a luckless run thereafter in this grade. He's right up to this, and a trial leading into this preparation was satisfactory. And then Cremosa was the debut winner. I think there's a bit more depth here, but he could measure up. 3-1-8-7.
3-1-8-7 from Harry. I'm with number 8, Far Enough. I thought the jump out recently at Cranbourne was good. First preparation was solid, all on dry ground, but Ollie Sticks here from the wide draw. To beat Releza, number one, was close up behind Lavina, who seems to be a pretty good wet tracker at Warrnambool over the Carnival, and then struck firm ground and wasn't beaten all that far in a busy finish at Sandown last time out. One of the real roughies in the race, there looks a stack of speed in this race, and it just might suit number 9, Gibbon. He's hard to catch, but he does get through the wet ground, and he might be one charging on at a big price at the end. And then number 2, The Running Man, 8-1-9-2 for mine in the 7th event. On to race number 8. This is the third leg of the quaddie. Scratchings here are runners 3, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17, 18 and 19. Rider for 20 Bruno Stars is Damien Thornton. In this benchmark 64 over the mile, Illumina is the favourite at $2.60. First Class Dreamer 3.80, Censored 6, Winsome Voyage 7, Sea Crossing 8.50, The Enzo 18, 21 Trigger Point and Lady in the Sky, and then Zoology 23, Harry.
Brendan, number 6 Alumna, was my value bet a few Sundays back at Geelong, and we got the chocolate set near enough to double figures. You're welcome. Now, she's my best bet, is going around as favourite. Reasoning behind that, second place getter Bottom Line has subsequently won its next start. Third place getter Livingston Falls was probably a good thing beaten, goes around odds on in the last race on this card. I think she'll strip fitter, relish the mile, Loves a wet track. Gets an easy lead. Swaps out Mark Zara for Damien Oliver. Just all the boxes are ticked. Best of the day, number six. First Class Dreamer is the danger according to the market. And while he always runs well, loves the mile, just doesn't win out of turn. Sea Crossing and Censored look the most likely pair to be fighting at the minor money spoils. 6-2-1-7.
6-2-1-7 from Harry. I'm going to go with a roughie here each way and pick Lady in the Sky, number 9. She didn't beat a runner home in the race won by Finesse Tess here first up, but I thought her work through the line wasn't all that bad. Second up, she is a winner. She'll get through the wet ground after her performance here last time out at 1400 fresh when she seemed to just struggle. I think if with the lightweight on, mightn't bother me that she covers a little bit of ground in the race. I think Lady in the Sky is a nice little each way bet in this race. To beat number 4, Trigger Point, okay, third up record. Back end of a mile, a little question, but he does get through the wet ground. 6, Illumina. I think it had plenty go its way at Geelong to win last time out in a slowly run race, and then 2 First Class Dreamer, 9, 4, 6, and 2 for mine in the second last. Final event on the program from Bendigo today is the 64. 1400 is the trip. 10 and 12 are the scratchings here. 10 and 12 come out of the last event. Tabfix Dodd's favourite is Livingston Falls, $1.85. Just Jake, $5. $7.50 Finner's Test. Night Guy, $11. And the hash is an $11 chance also.
Yeah, look, we mentioned Livingston Falls. Good thing beaten last start. She can atone here. Fit her over more ground. I expect her to be more forward from a better gate. I think she's hard to beat. Certainly not a one-out job for mine in the quaddy, but hard to beat. Finesse Tess has won 2 of her past 3, both over this trip, both in similar grade. Probably leads, so gets every chance to go on with it. Just Jake, ready to fire third up over this trip after finding one better in both runs this preparation so far. He loves to get his toe in the ground, just needs to get across and posse up from a wide gate. And Night Guy, I'm chucking into the quaddy as a knockout hope at odds. 14-7-5-1.
14-7-5-1 from Harry. I'm with 14 as well here. Livingston Falls, the gate, the speed, we're all against her on resumption there at Geelong in a soft 5. Just needs to handle the ground, I think, to win this race. Her last 100 metres was super. They're chasing down Illumina. I think she'll be winning this race if she has a little bit go her way. Finesse Test just wasn't comfortable on the soft 7 at Warrnambool. Much better on a genuine sort of wet track at Ballarat last time out and was able to go on and win the race. I think she can repeat that. 1, Night Guy, has a good fresh record and likes it wet. And 5, Just Jake. 14-7-1-5 for me in the final event on the program. Harry, on the Bendigo card today, your best value, quaddie, and play of the day, please.
We'll make our best race 8, number 5, Alumna. Value race 7, number 3, Lunar Hero. Quaddie, first leg, 1-3-5-6-9. Second leg, 1-3-7-8. Stand out the 6 in the third leg. Last leg, 1-5-7-14. Play of the day. I'll have an all-up. Race 1, number 14, write the score into race 4, number 11, Karolinka.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the program. My best in the last race, 9, number 14, Livingston Falls. Value bet, race 8, number 9. And that is Lady in the Sky. And play of the quaddie, first leg 1-2-3-4-9, second leg 1-2-8-9, third leg 2-4-6-9, bring it home 1-7-14. Play of the day, go race 3, number 3, Cotton Eye Joel, up race 9, number 14, Livingston Falls. Joining us on the line from racing.com is Ben Ascari. Ben, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan.
Bendigo today, soft track, how have we found them?
It's a meeting that when I didn't really get to finish the form until last night, and I suppose that's probably better than some who didn't do it this morning, but when I finished the form and went and had a look at some of the prices that were available for a couple of days earlier, it took time to come to terms with some of the prices I missed, but no, it looks a good program. Looking forward to covering it today.
Best bet on the program?
Yeah, I'm not Robinson Crusoe here in the last, but race 9, number 14, Livingston Falls. I covered the meeting at Geelong, and it was clearly the run of the day there first up. The market backed her like she'd come back a better horse. This preparation, she was express off the map and was badly held up on the turn before rocketing home. Only got clear sort of inside the last 400, but ran think it was fourth fastest last 600 and clearly the fastest last 400 and 200 of the meeting.
Since the prices have gone, others that you were disappointed in where you weren't able to capture the price?
Yeah, well, the most disappointing I thought was they put up 750 Chatelaine, I think, and it was sort of around that $4 mark before I saw it, but I think it should be hard to beat. I backed a couple of double figures that's long, well and truly gone in Latin Beat and also Lunar Hero. So I still think there's a little bit of value about those horses at each way odds, but nothing less than double figures anymore.
The quaddie today, how are we playing that?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get a bit of value early in today's quaddie and then come home nice and skinny. Maybe just put one extra, some insurance around Livingston Falls in the last. But four in the first leg into five by five by two. So 1, 5, 6, and 9 in the first leg. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8 in the second leg. 1, 2, 4, 6, 15 in the third leg. And then 5 and 14. So I'm hoping to get a bit of, maybe one or two at a bit of value in the first few legs.
Best of luck today, Ben.
Thanks very much for having me.
Ben Ascari from racing.com for all of Ben's tips. Jump onto the website, racing.com, or tune into the coverage throughout the afternoon.